Don't be ridiculous, said Charlotte. You can't stay here. Zuckerman and Lurvy and John Arable and the others will be back any minute now, and they'll shove you into that crate, and away you'll go. Besides, it wouldn't make any sense for you to stay. There would be no one to feed you. The fair grounds will soon be empty and deserted. Wilbur was in a panic. He raced round and round the pen. Suddenly he had an idea. He thought of the egg sack and the 514 little spiders that would hatch in the spring. If Charlotte herself was unable to go home to the barn, at least he must take her children along. Wilbur rushed to the front of his pen. He put his front feet up on the top board and gazed around. In the distance he saw the Arables and the Zuckermans approaching. He knew he would have to act quickly. "Where's Templeton?" he demanded. "He's in that corner under the straw, asleep," said Charlotte. Wilbur rushed over, pushed his strong snout under the rat, and tossed him into the air. "Templeton," screamed Wilbur, "pay attention.